Okay. Thank you. Good sing. So now we turn back to my old friend on the PowerPoint that you met earlier. There he is. We're in the right place. We're back on track. So this is a little thought I sort of gave to the band a few months ago, and if they were listening, they'll know what's coming. So this is new to all of us today. So here is a man. Does anybody recognise this fella? Anybody had him in Sunday school growing up? Maybe not. He was born in Germany. We're going to get to see it. The next slide shows us his details. His name's Hans Breigel. So he was born on the 3rd of April 1893. Lived until 1945. Born in Bonn in Germany. Yep. Len? No? No? So, he invented something. He invented something which has been very important in my life. And if it wasn't for his invention, I would only be half the man I am today. We'll move on to the next slide, and we'll see if we can work out anything from his name. And we go on again. To the next slide. We see Haribo. If it wasn't for this man, I would have smaller trousers. So, but if you know me well enough, and some of you do, Grandma's here and Grandma knows me well enough, Christmas time, Grandma provides said product for me at Christmas. But if you know me, you'll know that I've made it my life's work to keep the good people of Haribo solvent. Now, Haribo made their first gummy sweet in 1922 when Hans Breigel, the fellow you saw, invented the first gummy bears. We'll just leave the man there for now. We'll look at him in a minute. But Hans Breigel sadly passed away during World War II. His son, also named Hans Breigel, took over the company. And over the years, Haribo has expanded its operations, taking over many local confectionery manufacturers in countries all over the world. And it began its international expansion in the 1960s and entered the American market in the 1980s. And it currently operates 1,000 factories over the world, which produce over 100 million gummy bears every day. That's a lie for me. But away from all the facts and the figures, this gummy world has started to bother me a little bit, and not for my own benefit, but I worry about Gummy Man. Right? So meet Gummy Man. Gummy Man lives in a world which is as terrifying as it is sweet. Yeah, he does. I'll explain. Now, if Gummy Man wants to eat, he has to contend with ice creams. On the next slide. Oh, it's a cola bottle. I was hoping for an ice cream. But we have cola bottles. The cola bottles are the same height as him. The ice creams are the same size as him. He could actually get inside the cola bottle if he wanted to. Also fried eggs. If he wants to eat a fried egg, how long is that going to take him? Seriously, it'll take him days. And despite the fact, I think if I got the teeth and lips as well. Yeah, despite the size of his teeth and lips, that fried egg is going to take him days. And it would be terrifying to be that size and have teeth like that, wouldn't it? It's a scary world. In his social life, Gummy Lady's putting the pressure on because she's asking for the biggest piece of jewellery. Biggest piece of jewellery in Gummy World. Can you imagine that? And he keeps falling over his oversized shoelaces. On top of all this, all these problems, he can't even console himself with a teddy bear, because it's too big for his little arms to cuddle. I know. But the most terrifying thing in Gummy World is the relative size of the gummy worms he shares it with. Can you imagine that? Gummy worms that big. However, in this world of sugar nightmares, Gummy Man has something going for him. This thing is the size of his heart. And we live in a world at times which can be terrifying. We hear every day of the things humans do to the world and do to each other. A world where sometimes the standards of others don't match our own and go against the things that we believe as Christians. So where are we in this world? There was once a man. He was a great man, and he said the following words in Mark chapter 12. And either Dylan or James would have this reading for us right now. Somebody's got it. There is a microphone down there. Shall I read it? I've got a script up here. In Mark chapter 12, it says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." The second commandment is this: love your neighbour as yourself. And there is no greater command than this. And in John chapter 13, "And so now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." You see, this theme was really important to Jesus. It's so important that just a bit later on, he said it again in John 15. "This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way that I have loved you." See, when Jesus spoke, he spoke with such authority. He spoke with the authority of God himself. When he spoke, people listened, acted on his words, and so many lives were changed. Not just little changes, but people's lives were turned right upside down. One of his followers was John, the youngest of the original 12. Originally a fisherman from Galilee, he went on to be a pillar of the early church and the writer of 5 books in the New Testament. He listened when Jesus spoke, and later he mirrored the words of Jesus in a letter he wrote. And this is taken from The Message. "My beloved friends, let us continue to love each other, since love comes from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. The person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God, because God is love. So you can't know him if you don't love. This is how God showed his love for us. God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him. This is the kind of love we are talking about, not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God." When we go about our children's activities, I see a lot of love. I see children getting on. I see children who don't care for appearance, don't care for race or gender or whatever. They just love each other. They love to be together. They love to play. And that goes on a Sunday, right from our littlest ones up to Dylan. And again on a Monday night. Just these kids just know how to love. So that's my message for today, is love one another. Love the one another who wrongs you. Love the one another who doesn't share your views or lifestyle. Love the one another who has nothing. Love the one another who needs your love right now, just as God loves you. So be like Gummy Man. This week, be like Gummy Man and show the size of your heart. To help you remember what we talked about today, I've got 140 packets of gummy sweets down here.